This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with the beautiful and talented Elena Sweetser. And we are so thankful you guys are here yet again to continue to support us. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. A few episodes ago, like we've talked about, one of us have a topic in mind that we want to discuss. Mm-hmm. It can lead to marriage, your businesses, success, what a successful life looks like, just multiple topics. And the other person does not know what that topic is, and we just kind of get into it. And
right.
The format's been fantastic. So this is my episode.
It is, Ryan's turn.
And I thought today we'd talk about the importance of friendship,
of
true friendship. And we talk a lot about our families, we talk a lot about business, but the circle of friends that you have and how that can directly relate to the success you have 100%. In life.
And that kind of bleeds from our last episode with Matt, our buddy.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch last week's episode, he talked about sobriety journey.
Watch that one. Watch that one. It's a good one.
And one of the biggest things he talked about that is helped him be sober for 18 months is his atmosphere, his surrounding, which includes your friends. I would say your friends mean everything. I mean, they said, show me your five. Have you ever seen that quote? It's like, show me your five closest friends and I'll show you what your life's going to look like in the future.
That's exactly
like
that. Right. That's exactly right.
And it's
right.
So true. And you know, I look back over my life. So I'm early 30s, you're early 40s. So you went through
more
what
seasoned.
I went through, a little more seasoned. But like going into my 30s, I went through drastic changes with my friends. And you guys, because of that, you, Allison, Kristen, we all got closer, thank God. But it got to a point in my life that I was in no judgment towards them looking back now, but I didn't want to live that way anymore, you know? And it was going back to like Matt, like it was just the same stuff every day. There's no talk about futures, talk about investing. And naturally I felt like I was always caged because I like those things.
Well, when you look at successful people, any successful people, their group of friends are discussing strategies and how to get better. And you know, what's the next thing they're going after and how they want to, you know, how do they want to better themselves, either, you know, spiritually, physically, you know, in business, whatever that may be. But you know, you look at your life, right? Mm-hmm. And you think about how many friends you've had. You know, friend, you know, quote unquote friends you've had over the course of your life and how those friends have weaved in and out of your life. And some go away for a while, some come back, some they exit permanently and you have a whole new group of friends. So I thought this topic would be a good one because you know, I've always looked at my friends as family. Mm-hmm. You know, when they've gotten so close to me, they are an extension of my family. And in some cases, you're closer with your friends than you are with your family. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, because you share so much more of you. They see so much more of you. They see your struggles. They see you with your families if you have them. They see you, you know, maybe change careers. Mm-hmm. There's just so much more involvement with these friends that kind of come and go in your life. And, you know, I've been truly blessed with phenomenal friends. Mm-hmm. And I've also been blessed with friends that didn't really push me to be a better version of myself. Still great people.
Yeah.
Still had a lot of fun with them. But
your directions didn't like
that. That's exactly right. And, you know, you wish them nothing but the best. But
I think that's the hardest thing, because when I was going through that horrible time going a different direction than the group of friends that I was in at the time, I mean, they take it personally, like, oh, you're better than me. And it's not. It's like, I'm going this way. I would love for you to come with me.
Yep. And we talked about that before, too.
Yeah, but I can't keep going that way when my God is pointing me to go this way. Yep. That's my path.
Right.
You know, because if I keep going that way, I'm going to only go to self-destruction.
Yep.
And that's a hard thing to do. And I think that's why so many people just stay, because it goes back to, it's easy to stay where you are.
We seek comfort. We seek comfort all the time. We never want to get out of our comfort zones. We talked about that in past episodes. Yeah. We seek comfort, and you know, it's the devil, you know, mm-hmm. right? That's what they always say. It's in, you at least know what it's going to be like. And you feel like you've got this false sense of security with this group of friends, mm-hmm. but really at the end of the day, they are not pushing you to be the best version of who you want to be. And sometimes it takes years for you to realize that. Sometimes it takes people, you know, you want to be on that ride, and you want to party and have a good time and, you know, live in the same home and have the same career and make about the same kind of money. And you start chalking your life up to contentment.
Yeah.
And you just go, okay, this is my life. I'm content in this life, and not really seeing the true potential of what you can be.
Well, and I think it also, that's from a personal friend. Like, you're looking at me, Elena, and my group of friends. But when you're married, that's another discussion, too.
Yeah, because how often does the spouse get along with the other one? Or agree? Yeah, for
Cole
sure.
And I had to go through a huge amount of adjustments when we moved here, because I wasn't born and raised here.
Right.
We moved here. I mean, Cole was well-known in high school.
We're both transplants in Texas.
Yes, that's right. And so I was having to adapt to all of his friends, and there's nothing wrong. I love a lot of his friends. I actually talked to more of his friends that he went to high school with than he does these days.
Right.
But they were also, everybody was at different stages of their lives. So there was that adjustment. If he was wanting me to catch up on all these years and memories with these people, and I'm like, I was still in elementary school, honey, when you were in high school. So
Cole got a young one.
So like, I was like, it's just different. I can't adjust to them like you do when you come home. And so there's that adjustment period of your spouse. Obviously your spouse comes first. Right. And then you have some friends that you don't agree with your spouse.
Uh-huh.
And then how do you go through that? And so it's a huge adjustment.
Well, I also think it's the kind of friend you want to be, right? That's one thing I want to touch base on today is, what kind of friend are you to your friendships, right? Like, you know, do you put the effort in that a true friend would put in? And, you know, I think like any good thing in life, you know, your friends are work too. Every friendship is different. Mm-hmm. You know, I value my friendship with you greatly, my friendships with my other circle of friends. And I try to put effort into them as much as I possibly can. And, you know, sometimes that gets hard because you feel like maybe I'm putting more effort into the friendship than they are. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've got more patience. Maybe I think about them more often. And sometimes you can get resentment that way, or maybe I wouldn't say jealousy is the word. Just maybe like, okay, maybe I'm looking at this friendship different, but I also look at what kind of friend that I want to be. Mm-hmm. And it's like anything that I say in life, I want to give more than I take.
Right.
I want that to be the legacy when I leave this world, is that I gave more than I took. And I think when you look at your own life and your own circle of friends, think about those friends that are truly there for you.
Truly happy for you.
Yes, happy for you. Want to see you win. Mm-hmm. They, you know, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Most people that you're hanging around with, most of the people that are listening right now, they, you know, your friends want to see you do well in life, as long as it's not better than them. And that's the facts.
And I think that's got to be a red flag that you have to listen to, is if you're holding back your successes in life and your happiness in life because you don't want to upset your friends or I don't know, put some bad energy in that friendship, that should be a sign that there might not be your best friends.
Right.
I had that. I remember when I bought my first car, the Mercedes I was driving. Before that, I drove a car that sounded like a dying whale, right? And I worked my butt off to get this car. And I remember I came, drove it up, and my friend, I could see the jealousy on her face. And it was like, I just felt it. And I'm like, that's not how it's supposed to be.
No.
You know, you should be happy with me that I finally made it to a point in my life that I could buy myself something nice.
Right. And it's, and you know, it's little things, right? Like you just said, you put the sweater, you know, the sweater on today. It's like, oh, you know, Tina bought it for me.
Yeah.
You know, like what a great, you know, just
I wasn't going to wear the sweater today.
Yeah, but just because, right? Yeah. There was no other thing, or like you're that friend that just calls up. I try to call my friends on a regular basis and check in with them. Mm-hmm. You know, how long does it take to send a text message?
Yeah.
How long does it take to really respond? How long is it, how much time and effort does it truly take to reach out to that friend and say, hey, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Right? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
You know, how are you doing in life? Are you struggling? Is anything I can, you know,
help you with?
Do we need to go get a beer after work? Or, you know, let me swing by your house and let's just catch up. I haven't seen you in a little bit.
There's two friends that I've had for 15 years, about around that time. And both of them, we don't talk every day. We talk a lot of memes. We send a lot of memes to each other. That's just my generation.
Sure.
But they know, I mean, both of them within the last 5 years would call me out of the blue, something they need, and they knew that I would be there for them. And they would be for me.
You think about what an impact that has and how many people don't truly have that.
Yeah.
Right? People don't have that friendship, but it's also... there's a lot of people that just don't put the effort into their friendships the way they should. I see that a lot too. And I'm like, you know, with my own kids, right? It's okay. How much, be a true friend. Mm-hmm. And to be a true friend means that you've got their back, but you're there for them in their time of need. You put them ahead of you sometimes and just showing them that you care, showing them that you thought. I think that people struggle and, you know, people are always struggling that, you know, there's a lot of things that they don't let out, but there's most people are struggling with something in their life.
Well,
and just getting that friendship. Yeah.
Right. You know, he of course admitted to his wife first, but we were one of the first people, set of friends that he opened up to and immediately were like, we are here for you.
Right.
Right. And we would not drink in front of him. They came over for dinner.
Show me care.
Yeah.
Show me care.
We love you so much, man. All we want is best for you. That's all we want.
But when you've got that backing, I truly feel like it's a direct relation to success in life when it comes to your career, when it comes to your marriages, whatever. I think it's sometimes just undervalued how important true friendship really is, and the people that are going through it with you. And, you know, and I ask myself that question, what kind of friend am I? What kind of friend do I want to be?
Yeah.
How do I want my friends to look at me? And they say, hey, you know, Ryan's a true friend. Ryan's someone that has our back 100%. And he puts his money where his mouth is. He does what he says he's going to do. And, I think a lot of people just don't do that, and they don't think that they think they're a good friend. They feel like, hey, I'll respond or I take the call, but does that mean you got to put yourself out of your convenience?
Mm-hmm.
How many people do that?
Yeah.
How many people bail on stuff when they really could put more of an effort in? Or, you know, it's like showing up for your friends no matter what. It's, you know, I remember when my buddy, you know, Vinny, my best friend, it was his birthday, right? And Allison was out of town for cheer, and there was something going on, and I had the kids, and, you know, it was his birthday. And I remember showing up at his house at almost like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people had to bail for various reasons, family, kids. I mean, there's always those reasons.
Yeah, I got to go to the happy hour.
Right. You had to leave.
Cole went to dinner.
Yeah.
And then come.
But what I'm saying is that effort, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah. So you go all the way on the other side of town, even though it was only going to be for an hour or an hour and a half. But you go, what does that mean to Vinny? Right. And I'm like, dude, you're my best friend. I'm going to show up for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sucks that I showed up late, but we're going to sit here on the back patio for a couple hours and we're going to celebrate you and celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
And you know, is it hard after a long day and you're exhausted and you're tired and I've been running my kids around all day and then to get back in the car and drive? But that's those type of little gestures are such a big deal to the other party. I don't think we realize it sometimes. I truly don't.
It 100% is. And I think female friendships and male friendships are obviously different.
They are.
And that's just why I think I always gravitate towards male friendships. And luckily I don't have a jealous husband, but I just don't really like the whole drama or the whole girly talks, if that makes sense.
You don't like the gossip.
Yeah. And I'm female. I mean, I'll talk about drama, gossip sometimes. It's just natural, but I don't want to sit there all day and that's all it ever is, right?
Right.
Or bitch and complain about those who are close to me, because at the end of the day, then they go and do that about you, right?
Right.
And so I've always been that way with male and female friendships. Honestly, I've always had more male friendships. But as I've gone older, I've gone more of quality than quantity of friendships. So I've got my core of people like Mackenzie, my two best friends I brought up earlier, Amanda and Ashley, have been there for 15 years, Allison, Krista, Tina, you know. So I've got those people that I know, like, I could just text them randomly and be like, I need you.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know if I could say that for a lot of my friendships in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think a lot of people see, you know, us, because we're, you know, in sales for our full-time job, you're around groups of people all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of acquaintances in your life, right? There's a lot of people that, you know, I enjoy hanging around with. Mm-hmm. I enjoy seeing them. We have fun when we're in social settings together, but there's only a handful of the true friends. And
yeah,
you know, like you just mentioned, you hit it right on the head when you said, you know, quality over quantity. As you know, I want those, you know, even if you had one or two just true friends that had your back 100%, just what a better way to go through life.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it allows you to focus on yourself, because you truly feel like someone's got your back.
Yeah.
And not everyone has that with their family, right? A lot of people have bad family situations. Maybe parents have passed away. Maybe they never had a really close bond with their parents, so they lean on their friends, and their friends become their family. And just that sense of someone's got my back.
Yeah.
I think allows you to just flourish in life.
I'm putting in perspective, I'm a twin, and I talk to Mackenzie way more than I do my own twin.
Yeah.
Literally, so Mackenzie is funny because we're opposites. Like, she's the type, she and Cole are the same. They're like, give you like side hugs, and Matt and I are like, what's up? And we become friends with people right away. So when she and our relationship, I always would force a hug on her, and she'd always give me like the shoulder hug until we became friends.
Go to the real thing. Bring her, give it a big bear hug. Make it awkward for her.
That's the thing. Like, I just call her out of the booth sometimes 2-3 times a day, and I'll just like tell her something funny, and we'll laugh about it, or she'll talk to me about the baby. I'll talk about Kian, work, something I'm sad about. And it's just like a quick 5-10 minute. Okay, bye, love you.
Yeah, but that can change your whole trajectory of your day.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what the point of this conversation was today, was when you become that friend, mm-hmm. right? And you know,
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And again, you never know what your people that are around you are going through. And you never know, by making that one extra phone call on your way home, you know, it's making that one extra effort on a happy hour that you don't want to go to.
Yeah.
Or just showing up at someone's house with, you know, whatever, a Starbucks, right? Mm-hmm. Just whatever it may be, or a couple, whatever it is. And just mm-hmm. say, you know what? I just want to come by and see you.
Yeah.
I just want to come spend some time with you.
It like, also takes-
and that could change someone's whole day. It could change their whole attitude. It could change their whole month.
Yeah.
All those little things. And it's like, what kind of friend are you?
Right.
Think about that to yourself. Think about, what are you, the friend that is always, people are always contacting you, people are always inviting you to things, people are always reaching out to you. Mm-hmm. How often are you that person that initiates it?
Yeah.
How often are you that person that says, you know what? Because then what ends up happening is, I haven't heard from you in months. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? The phone works both ways. Mm-hmm. I texted you. I reached out to you. You always blew me off.
Yeah.
You always bailed on me. You always had an excuse of why you couldn't make something. I got to the point where I just got tired of reaching out.
I had a conversation with, so last year when I had the reunion with my college team, one of the girls, there was like her and like four others, that, or three others that were super, super close, like did everything. And the others didn't show up. And I remember asking, I was like, how are you guys doing? And she was like, we don't talk anymore. And to me, I was like, what? You guys were like attached to the hip. And she said, just got to a point where I was the only one ever reaching out, and so I just stopped reaching out, and nothing ever happened.
So what does that tell you? It tells you you looked at the friendship a heck of a lot more than they ever did.
That broke my heart for her because she's such a good person.
Well, it's sad, and you because you put your heart and soul into these relationships, and you feel like these people view you the same way.
Yeah,
and they really don't. Yeah. And you know, you gotta become, you gotta get to peace with it.
Yeah,
right. It's gonna be one of those things where you just have to say, you know what. You know, I love that person, and I thought they were someone different than they ended up being, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And I don't regret the effort I put into it, but there's someone out there that's going to appreciate that effort. There's going to be someone that thinks about me. There's going to be someone that reaches out to me. There's going to be somebody that, you know, wants to make sure I feel better, that I'm okay.
Right.
And, you know, I would urge people to try to be that friend.
Yeah.
And I truly try to be.
I try.
Especially with my core friends, is I try to always be there for them.
Well, my friends, Tina and I, very perfect, actually wearing the sweater talking about this, but she and I talk about it all the time. We are the very low maintenance friends. Like, it's okay if you don't text me every day, like, because we like being in a little bubble.
Yeah.
But we will always step up when we need to.
Yeah.
You know, and we still, we reach out and talk, but she and I are just very, she gets along more with males too, I think. But we're just very, that's just who I am. And luckily, my friends have accepted me for that, because I used to have friends that wouldn't and would get on me all the time. Well, you didn't text me today or what. I'm like, well, I've been running a business and raising a child and trying to have a marriage. Like, yeah. I've been busy, you know.
Right.
If you look at my text messages on my phone between clients, like, I've got, like,
yeah,
so many. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about finding a friend that's going to accept you and love you and grow with you. And Matt nailed it earlier when he said, like, I want to be surrounded by people who want me to be better, who want me to grow.
That's it. I mean, that's really it. And again, if that's not your friend group now,
yeah,
I would urge you to try to find a new friend group, because at the end of the day, you're going to look up and you're going to say, man, I've just pissed away 5 years.
Yeah. I guess
10 years longer.
That quote that if you are not surrounded by people who inspire you, you're not supposed to be in that group.
I agree.
And look at it, or you don't want to live those people's lives. Right. And I look at it and I look at some of my past friendships, and there's nothing wrong with how they live. It was
no,
the life I wanted
that's
to live.
Correct. There's and no judging remember, whatsoever.
Yeah. I used to always feel just like stuck. I'm like, what the heck? And you think about it, I'm like, well, because the people I'm surrounding myself aren't doing the things that I want to do in life.
Right.
So naturally, I'm caging myself in this little life.
But you feel like you get caged back in that life because you're going, okay, I love them. They're so fun. Mm-hmm. They are so nice to me. They treat me. Everyone wants to be accepted. Everyone wants mm-hmm. to feel like they've got that friend group. And then, like I said, it's the ones that have to make the tough decision that says, you know what? I need a different path.
Yeah.
I want to walk down a different path. And it's, I hope you come with me.
Yeah.
It's the door's wide open, but if it's not for you, I understand. And that just might mean I'm going to see a lot less of you, or you're going to hear less from me, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And you can't beat yourself up over making those things. You have one life.
And you have to choose you. We talked about this. You have to choose you.
What
did I say earlier? I was like, how am I supposed to love the world if I can't even love myself?
Yeah, you're right. Constantly beating up on yourself. It was like the clip that I showed you earlier, where he's like, you know, imagine you started your life and you were given a human.
Mm-hmm.
And your life is you. Your life is to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And would you treat your human, if someone gave you a human and said you're responsible for this human for your life,
mm-hmm.
would you let that human drink, do drugs, stay up late, be around horrible people, be around toxic people,
be treated
horribly. Would you let that person deal with that, or would you step up and protect them or shield them or try to teach them to stay away from those things? But why don't you do it to yourself?
Yeah, like I told you, I was like, I don't let my kid eat fast food yet. Here I am.
Yeah.
We go to Chick-fil-A, he's eating grilled nuggets, fruit, and only a couple fries, and I'm like, oh, give me the
tell my kids, you need to work out, you need to hit the gym, you know, don't get, you know, blah, blah, and I'm like, but do I go do that myself?
Yeah.
And that one hit home for me, like, that clip, I was like, man, I never looked at it that way, and he's like, that's your life is, you're taking care of a human, you're the human.
And I think it's our responsibility to teach our kids how to choose their friends, and I'm trying to start that early with Kian now. Like, so he had jujitsu last week, and there's this other little boy, Wyatt, who's 4, and they were doing, I forget the term, not wrestling, but they roll. It's called rolling.
Okay.
So they're practicing kind of getting another kid. And this kid kept getting Kian down, and Kian started crying, and he'd run over me. I'm like, and I said, Kian, how do you expect to get better if your friend doesn't challenge you? I was like, he is being a good friend by making you better.
Right.
He could go easy on you and that wouldn't be making better. That'd be a bad friend.
Right.
And to me, and like, actually it just kind of came out. I didn't plan that. And I thought about it after we went back on the mat, and I was like, he's at an age, like, I need to teach him who to be around. And there's a couple kids in that jiu-jitsu class that always get in trouble, and they get next to Kian, and who else gets in trouble?
Yeah.
Kian gets in trouble.
Guilty by association.
And so I told him, I said, Kian, it's simple. You have two choices, and only two choices. If you don't want to get in trouble, hang out with the kids who aren't getting in trouble. If you want to get in trouble, hang out with the kids who are getting in trouble. That's your only option. Mommy can tell you what to do, but I can't make you do it.
Right.
And so
you've learned for you'll learn yourself.
And I'm so proud of him because there's this little kid that always gravitates towards Kian, and he'll mess with Kian, and they'll get in trouble. And he ran towards Kian. Kian looked at me, and he ran towards the other end to get away from the kid. Yeah. I'm like, that's my boy.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, it's one of those things you have to learn it yourself, right? Yeah. And as much guidance as you have is, you know, and I, you know, I've never tried to be that, you know, with my kids, we try to urge them just like you do with Kian. It's like, man, I know Allison's phenomenal at it. Yeah. You know, I'm more of, you know, I don't judge you until you give me a reason to.
Yeah.
Allison's very much, not judging, but Allison's very much of a mom's intuition.
Yeah.
Of I just have a bad feeling about this kid. I don't feel like it's the right home situation. Their parents are never around.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the parents are, you know, in divorce. And again, that's not, you know, we're not anywhere a place to judge that situation. But like, hey, both the parents work and the kid's on their own. And they're influenced. They have no supervision. They have no guidance. They have no one. They're, for the most part, a teenager taking care of themselves. They're going to make bad decisions right in those situations, so that when your kids are around that, you're going, okay, it's not that these kids are a bad kid, these kids just have not had the guidance they need. And it's not the parents' fault a lot of times.
Well,
the parents have no choice
with bad attention.
That's exactly right. And bad attention is better than no attention. Exactly. For a lot of these people.
And
right,
I tell that to Kian all the time. I was like, you want good attention or bad attention?
So we talk about those friends all the time, right? And my kids are, you know, they're getting older now, and it's like, you guys are getting to the point now where, you know, I feel like Dylan and Addison now have a couple of really good friends. Mm-hmm. I, you know, at this point, when I was their age, I felt like I had two or three really good best friends, good friends. And some friends I still talk to, you know, but mostly on Facebook. But it's also funny how these people that you thought were your best friends, you know, there's, you really have, you lose touch with them, and you kind
of
drift.
I don't talk to three of the bridesmaids for my wedding.
Yeah.
It's, at all. I don't even think we're friends on social media.
Isn't that crazy? And they were, but they were important enough to be in your wedding, and you don't even talk to them anymore, right? And again, it's your journey changed, and your direction changed, and what you want out of life changed.
Yeah.
But friends play such a pivotal role in your success. I truly believe that, and like you said, it's, you know, when you surround yourself, you know, you're the average of the five. I think it was Denzel Washington made that same comment. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time around. And when you start looking about the five people that I spend my most time around, that's probably about right.
Yeah.
Right. You're in the same kind of houses. You eat at the same kind of restaurants. You have about the same kind of money. You make about the same kind of money. You drive like the same kind of cars, whatever it may be. Right. You're the things that you do are about that deal. So if you want more, you got to surround yourself with people that have more.
And that's the quote I just remembered. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Yeah.
It's true.
And like, you know, Matt was talking about, you know, on our last episode when he's like, you know, I got to the point where I was living the same day. We've said this numerous times. Don't live the same day for 75 to 80 years and call it a life.
Yeah.
That is not living this blessing that we have, this life that we have. It's, you gotta just embrace every bit of it, the hardships too that come with it, that makes you so much better. And you know, I refuse to waste life. It is such a precious gift that we just take for granted all the time. And you want to be one of those friends that drive you.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest lessons when I was going through that separation of another group of friends is, and I've talked about another episode, is the mine and Kinsey. Mm-hmm. We went through a tough time, and she and I found our way back. And I think you have to realize, like, the true ones, you are, well, you said it, you're like family. And you might have disagreements like family, and you have to understand, if you find your way back, don't lose those friends.
Well, because at the end of the day, too, is you want friends that are going to call you out, too, right? You
know, 100%.
Like I tell my friends all the time, I don't want you to agree with me on everything. I don't want you to say, you know, that we have to like all the same things. Yeah. I want you to pull me aside respectfully and say, dude, you're out of line.
Yeah.
Or, hey, man, this is not, you're not me. This isn't the kind of, this isn't who you are. This isn't the kind of person you are. That's a true friend,
and
right?
I've even told Allison, I was like, if I do something wrong, call me out.
Yeah.
Let me know and don't bottle it up. Like, let me know and yeah. I'll fix it because yeah. I love
or maybe, but maybe it's not even about fixing it. It's just about finding common ground, yeah. right? And that's the other thing that you have to talk, you have to have a discussion with as well. I talk to my kids all the time is, you know, you may disagree. That doesn't mean they're not a good friend. That might mean they're a great friend.
They're saying something from a different perspective.
Yeah. And you, and they can't just always adapt to you.
Yeah.
A true friend is someone that you're going to be willing to adapt to them. And that might mean at the end of it, you disagree.
Yeah.
And there is, that is perfectly fine. I guarantee you, my close friends, we disagree on a lot of things. I love them to death. I would do anything for them. I love their families. Mm-hmm. The core of us are the same. Yeah. Our goals are the same. Our aspirations are the same. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things or certain topics that we just disagree on.
It's like a marriage, right?
That's it.
Cole and I don't agree on everything.
No.
I always win, though, but, you know.
Yeah. Every woman where it wins, there's a reason why. There's a reason why, and everyone knows who that is.
I saw a video, and they're like, they made it like 43 years marriage, and they're like, what's your secret? And it's like, yes, dear. Okay, dear. Yeah. You're right, dear.
It makes life easier. It does.
No, but I think for 100%, friends are worth their weight in gold in your life, and they make a big difference in your life. And I'm lucky I learned that lesson very early in my life. I learned it at age 30, really.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky that I'm surrounded by you guys.
Well, thank you. Okay. It's my wife, thankfully.
Yeah. But he's just here by default.
But think about the kind of friend you are. Mm-hmm. And if you know what you put in, you got to go all in on your friendships, just like you do anything else. And, you know, we talk, friendships are hard work. It's, you're going to be dead tired. I just want to hang at the house. I don't want to go to this event. I don't want to go be there for a friend. I don't want to step up, but, you know, stepping up for those people in their times when it's about them, mm-hmm. that's the mark of a true friendship. In my opinion, you got to show up for your friends.
Also flip flop. There's sometimes like I've reached out to y'all. I'm like, I'm sorry guys. I'm burnt out. Like, I just want to stay home. You guys are like, we get it.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all about acceptance and understanding and adjusting.
This is what's true for, yeah. Again, you can't, and don't make people feel bad when they can't do certain things. Yeah. Right. Now, again, if you're always saying, if you're the person that always is never there for somebody else, yeah. then you're going to be like, okay, are you really a true friend? Cause you say no all the time yeah. and you're always burned out and you're always yeah. tired and you never can make time to go do this.
Yeah.
So, which is definitely not Aletta. So it's,
I just go to bed at 11:30.
Unless you put a puzzle in front of her. And then she might stay awake, and then, you know, Tina, same way, they got to be engaged. All the ADD.
Tina and I are the younger ones, and we're always like, we're out.
Music, you got to put in loud music, dance parties, dance games. Parties. My wife's the same way. Yep. They have to be interactive, man.
Our brains have to keep
working. Us guys can sit on this back patio for hours and be perfectly content. Nuts. And all these girls want to just go, like, fall asleep because they're bored out of their minds. Yeah, so
we
got to
do something. Let's talk about
yeah.
our feelings.
Yeah. We're like, can we just put on a game? Can we put on a sporting event?
I love our group of friends because when we get together, we just game. And then we have fun. Like, we play different games and we talk and we
very
laugh.
Competitive group. Everyone, and there's a lot of smack talk on board games. So, some people are better losers than others. We won't mention any names. Trent. don't take his color. Yeah, don't take his color red. Don't take his color red. Call red if you play with Trent. Really get him upset. So.
No, but I prefer to spend my time doing that because I've done the whole sit at the bar. Because talking about Matt and Kinsey, like, we met them on St. Patrick's Day at the bar mm-hmm. at Danny's. And that was how our friendship, we do happy hours. And then we had a kid in our life, we just don't go to the bar anymore.
Right.
Because kids change your life. But, you know, it got to a point like, that's just the same stuff. There's no value in that for me.
There's not.
And just staying there every day. And I wanted to do more. And I love that we could go, we come and we try different drinks or different foods. And we just have fun and talk yeah. about vacations we want to go on.
Yeah.
That fulfills me.
Yeah.
So find the friends that fulfill you.
Find the friends that fulfill you. I think this was a great episode.
Yeah.
I want to thank my friends, Aletta being in that group. You guys are phenomenal. You guys make me want to be better. You make my wife want to be better. You guys are a blessing. I probably don't say it enough. So hopefully if you're listening and hopefully our friends are supporting us and are listening to this thing is that, you know, we always, I want to be a good friend and thank you for being the great friends to me and my wife.
Friendship bracelets wear every episode.
No,
well, you won't wear it?
Oh, sure. I will. Why not?
Okay. Taylor Swift. Isn't that a thing for her? I don't know. The whole friendship bracelet thing. I don't know.
I'll wear it. But if you want to bring it, I'll wear it. Who knows? But guys,
first five to watch this episode is getting friendship bracelets.
Yeah, whoever likes our page and gives us a 5-star rating, we're sending casual conversation friendship bracelets to you.
But do us a favor. If you thought of that friend that's been a change in your life or something in this episode really reached out to you, share it. help us get it out there, because our goal is we just want to bring more value into the world, really.
Yes, and think about that friend that maybe you haven't talked to in a while. You know, it's the holidays. The holidays are around the corner. And, you know, some of those friends that you may not know are struggling, and they may be struggling financially, mentally. They may be having something going on with their kids or their spouses, and you never know what's going on in someone's world. And I can tell you right now from past experiences, getting a random text message or getting a random call from a friend saying, hey, just want to check in on you. Haven't heard from you in a while. I love you. I'm thinking about you. I'm proud of you. You know, you're a great mom. You're a great dad. I love what you've done with your company. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, what you're doing on your social, whatever it is. That can change someone's world. Don't underestimate the power of that. So that's my parting motivation for
Amen,
you.
Amen, brother.
All right.
I got the topic next week. I haven't picked what I want to talk about yet. So if you have anything that you want us to discuss, send me a DM. He doesn't know what that is and won't look at it. So
direct message. See,
I know something. Oh, look at that. He does know.
I know some things. But anyway, thank you guys so much for everything.
Bye.
And we appreciate all the support. Take care.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.